Welcome back here with Dave and Rob on More Than Money on 770 CHQR. Rob, get lots of questions about what's happening in the real estate market. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got rising interest rates. What is that going to mean nationally? What does that mean locally for us? So we thought we should explore that a little bit. Now, last time I checked, you're not a real estate agent. I'm certainly not a real estate agent. No. So we needed somebody who knows what they're talking about here. And Adam Sherrick was good enough to agree to join us. He's a realtor with CIR Realty. Adam, first of all, welcome to the show and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What do you think?
Well, it's the conversation always in real estate on Canada-wide is always Toronto and Vancouver. So Right. Let's make it a little bit more local here. And Adam, from a previous conversation before we started here, we were saying that 40 to 50% of the people contacting you through your website were from out of province. So you kind of give us an indication of why you think that is.
A lot of, I'd say majority of them are moving here for the opportunity that Alberta seems to present itself right now. So, I mean, and you know, you could say they're selling high in Ontario and in BC right now, and they're coming to Alberta buying low. And I mean, the cost of living here is quite lower than those two provinces as well. So I think, you know, that's the main reason why they're moving over here right now. So.
Yeah, Adam, I saw for the first time, I was reading something recently talking about net migration to the province. And I think since 2015, this, you know, we've just turned the corner to see net positive migration back into Alberta. That's good to see, obviously. And that obviously will have an impact, as you said, on the real estate market. I'm also curious, you know, when I do some reading about national prices skewed by, Rob, what you said, mm-hmm. Vancouver, Greater Toronto area. But with the rising interest rates environment, I'm curious to get your take from an industry professional on how you see this filtering through on a national and then more specifically on sort of a Calgary basis.
That's the big question right now in Alberta, because we've been seeing such a spike in growth that you know, everybody's wondering if the interest rates are going to really affect the pricing here. And I mean, as of right now, like, we've still seen a record April, you know, for sales. So far it hasn't seemed to slow the growth too much yet. And I mean, if we continue to see other Canadians migrate into Alberta and we get, you know, we're seeing those bidding wars still going on, you know, then I'd assume that the prices will still rise. Like, a lot of these folks moving out of province are, in my opinion, the reason why we're seeing these prices growing exponentially, right? So, and they're coming in with cash a lot of times. So, you know, when you have cash buyers, of course, that, you know, the interest rates don't really matter to them, you know? So, I mean, it doesn't affect them as much, I should say, right? So in saying that, you know, if we start seeing another 0.5% here and there, say we get another percent, a full percent in 2022, which could happen, then, I mean, it seems like the prices could, of course, slow down, you know, if we just continue to see that spike in interest rates, right? So it's really tough to say, of course.
Have you seen, obviously we're in Calgary and it's been not a boom bust, but it's a cyclical city, right?
Yeah.
In your tenure as a real estate agent, have you seen this kind of interest before now in Calgary from here and from out of province?
No, I haven't actually. And I was actually born and raised in Alberta as well. And I'd say, like, the last time in my early 20s during that time, from 2002 to, you know, 2008 before that we had. Right? So, yeah, like, you know, in my experience, I haven't. I started in 2014. And, you know, that was kind of the tail end of, like, and then 2020 is when we've seen that decline. So, yeah, so this is the first time in my career that I've seen this.
You know, I was reading a Bloomberg article with some interest actually Friday morning, and it was about Hong Kong. And there's an exodus happening in Hong Kong for all kinds of reasons. But one of the areas, Singapore was the number one destination for people moving out of Hong Kong. But Canada was mentioned in the article as well. And I only raised that, I guess, to ask the question, Adam, are you seeing, I get the migration from different provinces, and it certainly makes sense to me that if the cost of living has got so high in Vancouver, you know, or Toronto, that you got to come somewhere else. But are we seeing Calgary as an international destination? Is there any indication or any data that you know of that points to that?
looking at, you know, the CBRE was saying that we've seen a 17% growth of tech employees coming to Calgary over 2015 to 2020. So I think that was about 46,000 employees in the tech industry that are here now. So, I mean, when you start seeing tech companies coming here, you start seeing growth again. And I mean, like, I think, it's my opinion, but, you know, it's primed to go to $150 a barrel, maybe upwards of $200 a barrel. So, I mean, when you see that type of growth, I could only imagine that, you know, other countries are taking note of this and those investors are starting to come here. So I'd assume that we are seeing a lot of investors from out of country keeping their eye on Alberta and investing in Alberta's market. And recently I was just working with a gentleman from Germany. He just moved here from Germany and he's already building a portfolio of investment properties. So, you know, and that's just one experience. And you know, and Calgary has, I think, 6,000 real estate agents, and I'm sure a lot of us are experiencing that type of, you know, activity. So,
Adam, maybe you can give us the experience right now from a buyer and seller's perspective, right? So if you're a buyer in this market, what should you, you know, expect? And if you're a seller in this market, what should you expect?
So I educate my sellers that, you know, we're still in the seller's market after all. So it's best to, you know, I think a lot of folks have that expectation, like, you know, we want the, you know, multiple offers, you know, we want to wait maybe 2 or 3 days prior to reviewing any offers. And that strategy still is okay if you have the right product. Whereas right. Say January to March, it was when we were, it or any property.
I seem like,
type of reviewers,
now it's kind of,
it's not as, you know, that pace isn't there anymore, although it's still very strong market. When it comes,
I mean,
it's tough. You know, the opportunity is in home. It needs some work, right?
But as a buyer,
after you're intimidated by hiring to have that work completed. Buyer, if you're looking for value, it's definitely in
the work home.
The properties that have been well made,
show that,
you know, the sellers have cared for their home. Those ones, you know, I find they're in like good locations. Of course, are moving fast still. We're still seeing competing offers. You know, so as a buyer, like I use a clause in my contracts that I won't talk too much about because you got to have a little bit of edge. But it just kind of helps buyers in competing scenarios. And anyways, I think it's so that's something I discuss with buyers as well, because I mean, a lot of times you your buyer and you want them to know, like, hey, like, you got to be comfortable, of course, with your purchase price. And even if we lose an offer by $100, you want to be able to sleep at night knowing that max that you're willing to pay for a home. So yeah. Some buyers, they don't really come. Some of them don't come in at their highest price. So that's where you can put in, you know, basically a clause that to help a home at a higher price. Right. So.
Gotcha. Adam, I want to thank you very much. I know it's a complex topic. We've got a very short period of time to cover it, but thanks for giving us some insight into what's happening in Calgary right now.
Yeah, you're welcome. You guys having me on.
You bet. We've been joined by Adam Sherrick, who's a realtor with CIR Realty. You know, I was reading a CREB report maybe a couple of months ago and talking about detached homes sort of rising by a little more than 5% in Calgary. We'll see. I mean, as the interest rate environment changes, Rob, that introduces uncertainty, mm-hmm. not just in the real estate market, but of course, it's introduced uncertainty into the economic markets and people are worried about retirement. What should we do? Where are we going to live? You know, how much real estate do we own? Do I sell properties? All of these things we have to factor into the, you know, the lifestyle question and answer ultimately with respect yep. to what does transitional retirement look like?
It's only one small asset class and a bigger pool of your entire net worth. So let's talk about that Tuesday, June 21st. This will be live online at 7 p.m. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You're planning on getting back to travel this summer? Well, stick around after the break. You're going to be interested in this. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money.